Don't talk to me about pride. I've heard everything I need from you. You can't just... Wait, that wasn't it. She looked down at the script and then up again at the road and passing traffic. Don't talk to me about pride. I've heard it all before from you. There's nothing you can tell me now that I'll believe. You can just... Oh, shit. What are you doing, Alicia, you numbskull? Somehow, she had shuttled off the highway and then onto an exit ramp. It brought her down to a traffic light at an unfamiliar intersection. She was in L.A., but this definitely wasn't Wilshire Boulevard. It wasn't anywhere she'd ever been, from the look of it. Abandoned buildings, mostly, and one burned-out car sitting on a far curb. A taxi, actually. Then she saw the men, boys, whatever they were, three of them, standing on the corner and staring her way. All right, she thought. Don't freak out, Alicia. Just get yourself turned around and back on the highway. You're right as rain. Everything is cool. She willed the red light in front of her to change as she craned her neck, looking for the ramp back onto the highway. One of the young guys had wandered out into the intersection now, his head tilted for a better view through her windshield. He wore baggy cargo pants and a sky blue sweat jacket. He couldn't have been more than 16, 17. Then the two others came along slowly behind. By the time Alicia thought to run the red light, the boys were standing in front of the hood of her car, blocking the way. Oh, great. Now what?
Chapter 68.
She squeezed her eyes shut for just half a second. What were you supposed to do in this situation? And why had she never gotten around to buying a cell phone? Maybe because she was almost dead broke.